Thank you for sticking so long. As Matt mentioned, that this is probably the last presentation. Let me take you to the other side of the globe. This research was done in Pakistan. Amanullah, one of the agronomists, he was doing postdoc here with Dr. Bob Stewart at West Texas A&M University. So he shared some of his data with me. I'm an economist at West Texas A&M University, so we'll present some of the economic results of his research. I guess after listening all the speakers today, we have no doubt, no arguments that nitrogen is one of the most important factors affecting the maize growth. Increased cropping intensity removes plant nutrients from the soil in addition to natural losses of nitrogen. Application of nitrogen at an efficient rate is very important in the wheat-maize cropping system of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa area for sustainable maize production and higher net returns. Maize or corn is the third crop in Pakistan after wheat and rice, area-wise as well as production-wise. From efficient use of nitrogen for maize production, I mean how we can increase the grain yield. At the same time, we need to maximize economic return. That's what the producers are interested in. And we don't want to put more nitrogen in order to avoid or minimize nitrate leaching to the groundwater. Profitability can be improved by reducing the rate of fertilizer per unit area. In Pakistan, on an average, they are using 70 kilograms per hectare nitrogen. So that's not the case. So the other aspect is lowering the cost per unit crop production through higher yields. That's how they can improve the profitability. The selection of fertilizers commonly depends upon price. So the least costly fertilizer per kilogram of plant food is the one that is selected by the producers. The existing genotypes and hybrids of corn crop have a high yield potential over there. Soil and climatic conditions of Pakistan are very ideal for its production, yet yield per hectare is very low. The yield is on an average 1,700 kilogram to 2,200 kilogram per hectare. The causes of yield gap include the inefficient use of nitrogen. In order to bridge that gap, in the maize productivity, the latest production technology, the use of low-cost nitrogen fertilizer is very important at an appropriate level. So in the material and methods, this research has been done on the university research farm at the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Agricultural University, Peshawar. And if you don't know where it is, that portion of Pakistan, it's not far away from Afghanistan, from Kabul. So Peshawar is the provincial capital of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, used to be northwest frontier province, and it's 150 miles from Kabul, Afghanistan. And I'm sure that everybody knows where Afghanistan nowadays. A 4x3x3 factorial experiment was conducted in usual pattern, a randomized complete block design with split plot arrangement using three applications. Factorial experiment, there were four levels of nitrogen, three genotypes, and then three sources of nitrogen. And one control plot where the nitrogen was not applied was also there in the experiment. A uniform base dose of 60 kilograms of phosphorus per hectare as single superphosphate and 60 kilograms of potash per hectare as sulfate of potash was applied and mixed with the soil during seed preparation. Nitrogen was applied in two equal splits, that's 50% at the time of sowing and 50% at first irrigation, that's 15 days after cultivation. Usual statistical analysis was done running the analysis of variance and means between the treatments were compared, and then net returns and value cost ratio or the benefit cost ratio for the nitrogen was calculated. Let me share some of the results. We have three sources of nitrogen, urea, calcium ammonium nitrate, and ammonium sulfate. And if you notice that the grain yield has increased, and in the control, keep in mind that in control where we did not apply nitrogen, that was 2,200 kilogram per hectare. So there is a significant increase, but these two sources, there's not much difference between the grain yield. The point I'm trying to make here that if you use urea, the value cost ratio is higher than the other sources. And I will explain in a minute. Nitrogen applies as for the rate, the 50 kilogram per hectare, we have a value cost ratio is 3.3. And then as we increase the application of nitrogen, of course there is cost associated with the additional nitrogen application, so value cost ratio will decrease as we move on. And the extension people over there, they recommend that if you have value cost ratio 2.0, that's fine, and below 2.0 you should not apply. So basically what we are saying that 200 kilogram per hectare is too much. In genotype, there were two local varieties, Arun and Jalal, but the hybrid has shown the highest value cost. So the highest net return of rupees 16,000 per hectare and $1 is equal to 85 Pakistani rupees was from those plots applied with CAN, that's calcium ammonium nitrate, followed by urea. While the minimum net returns was 7,000 per hectare with application of ammonium sulfate. The highest value cost ratio was noted for urea as compared to the other sources. And with ammonium sulfate, it was 1.4, and with calcium ammonium nitrate, it was 2.7. So the highest net return with the rate of fertilizer was with 150 kilogram per hectare followed by 100 kilogram, while the minimum net returns, 10,000 rupees, was obtained when applied with 50 kilogram per hectare. The highest value cost ratio, 3.3, was obtained from those plots applied with the lowest rate of 50 kilogram, and that makes sense because you did not spend too much money by putting that much kilogram of nitrogen per hectare, followed by 100 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, while the minimum value cost ratio of 1.6 was obtained with the application of 200 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Value cost ratio showed a negative relationship with the increase in nitrogen application rate. The male genotypes, the highest net return, more than 20,000 rupees per hectare and value cost ratio of 2.9 was obtained from the plots sown with the maize hybrid, Pioneer 3025. The local cultivars, Jalal ranked second in terms of net returns and value cost ratio 1.9. But another local cultivar, Azam, ranked third in terms of net return, that's about 8,000 rupees per hectare and value cost ratio of 1.7. Some of the comparison in the economic analysis of corn as affected by the interaction of fertilizer and the source, and if you notice that the nutrients, I'm sorry, there are too many numbers, but you know that ag economists can't survive without putting too many numbers. The value cost ratio among the sources of nitrogen and the rate of fertilizer. So if you notice that in urea, you have, as you increase the application of fertilizer rate, you are improving the value cost ratio. But there will be a point, for example, you should not put more than 150 kilogram per nitrogen per hectare, because that's where you have achieved maximum value cost ratio. On the other hand, the calcium ammonium nitrate, you have with the lower rate, you have the highest value cost ratio, and as you move with higher rates, you are decreasing the value cost ratio. The third type of the source of fertilizer was ammonium sulfate, and it's not feasible even to go if we keep in mind the 2.0 value cost ratio as the base. So you don't want to put more than 50 kilogram if you are using ammonium sulfate. So this is what the the genotypes, the highest net return. The nitrogen source and the rates, application of urea, that's what I said, that for the two rates, 150 and 200 kilogram was more beneficial in terms of net returns than 50 and 100 kilogram, while the other sources, they have showed a different value cost ratio. When we are comparing the sources of fertilizer with the genotypes, and it's obvious that the hybrid has shown the highest in all scenarios. So the producers in that area, they should be using the hybrid instead of local cultivars. The maize hybrid Pioneer showed better response to all the three sources of nitrogen as compared to the two local cultivars. The highest net return from Pioneer obtained when applied with the CAN followed by AS and urea. Azam was better than Jalal when both were applied with urea, but Jalal was more economical than Azam when applied with CN or AS. Okay, this is the interaction of nitrogen and the genotypes, the rate. So as we increase the weight, then of course the value cost ratio for each genotype is decreasing because we are spending money on nitrogen. But still, in each weight, the hybrid has shown the highest value cost ratio. At all four levels of nitrogen, Pioneer, the hybrid cultivar was more economical than local cultivars. Jalal was better than Azam at the three low rates of nitrogen in terms of net returns. The application of the highest rate of 200 kilogram nitrogen per hectare to both Jalal and Azam was not economical because it was a lower value cost ratio. So in summary, I would like to say that efficient use of nitrogen fertilizer on hybrid cultivars of maize may help to improve not only the productivity but also the profitability. The maize producers in that part of the world need to be educated through the extension services about the prices of nitrogen fertilizer on the basis of amount of nitrogen present in a bag rather than the whole bag. Producers are at a disadvantage when they buy a bag of ammonium sulfate that contains only 21% of nitrogen, and calcium ammonium nitrate that contains 26% of nitrogen at a higher price than urea, which contains 46% of nitrogen. So the producers, why they are at disadvantage? Because there is a huge disparity in the price of 1 kilogram of nitrogen using different nitrogen fertilizer sources. For urea, they are paying 43 rupees per kilogram, but for ammonium sulfate, that's almost three times more than urea. So the prices of both ammonium sulfate and calcium ammonium nitrate should be at least 50% less than the price of urea. In other words, the price of 1 kilogram of nitrogen from different nitrogen sources should be the same. Moreover, the government of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa area should encourage the producers to grow maize hybrids. And how they can do that, if they provide the hybrid seeds to the producers on some kind of subsidized rate. Growing corn hybrids will at least double maize production and will improve growers' income. So they need to increase the, as I mentioned, that the maize is the third crop after wheat and rice. And in order to take care of the food security point of view, as the maize is used for, some part of corn is also used for human consumption, so they can increase the yield by using the more nitrogen as well as using the advanced or hybrid crops. Further studies are underway to illustrate impacts of nitrogen weight and source as foliar and soil application for increasing maize productivity and profitability in the study area. And with that, I'm done. So if you have any questions, I guess.
Any questions?
Is the urea
better
than nitrogen?
Yes. they can buy anyone, any source. Yes. I don't know, but probably. I'm sure it's expensive as compared to the local cultivars, but the government has to do something in order to, if they plan to increase the productivity. Otherwise, as I mentioned that, you know, with local cultivars, the yield is on an average 1,700 kilogram per hectare. But as I have shown that with the hybrid, it's you can immediately double the yield. Yes. As compared to urea. No, I'm not saying that we should not use ammonium nitrate, but you see, the producers are at a disadvantage because they are paying more for less nitrogen. When you are comparing the nitrogen in the urea as well as in the calcium ammonium nitrate or ammonium sulfate. But most of the producers, they are not aware of that. They are just using those sources as a source of nitrogen.